Court, the movie podcast where Sean
and Mampy
watch it, talk shit, and most importantly, eat shit. We are the law.
And guess what we saw?
Civil War.
Brothers, sisters, mothers, fathers, sons,
versus,
daughters.
Versus brothers, mothers. Mothers. Brother versus mother.
And others.
Brothers versus others. Others Ooh, versus brothers.
Brothers versus others and others versus brothers. I like shit. This. This is...
Directed, written by Alex Garland.
Oh, I've heard of him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Should we list what he's done?
Why not? He did. He wrote 28 Days Later.
Oh, classic.
He wrote, but also probably some say ghost-directed Dread.
Ooh, okay.
Ex Machina. Annihilation. Men, the widely hated but actually pretty awesome Men. And what else? Oh, Civil War.
Civil War, the movie that we saw. That's crazy. What are the odds?
Mm-hmm. Mampy.
Yeah.
Would you tell me something? Please?
Yeah, I'll tell you.
What did you think about this movie?
Okay, I'll give you Michael's opinion, and I'll give you Mampy's.
Please spread it out. Man, no. I thought it was pretty good.
That would be a pretty unbearable podcast, I think.
Horrible.
If I ever do a solo episode, it'll just be the
Feel
two
free.
Of us. That would be very intense.
Hey, what do you think, Mampy? Well, I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah. Well, if I had the pick, I would say that Civil War is pretty good. no, I think that I didn't know what to expect going in.
Mm.
And last pod, I mentioned, I get worried about sometimes movies, maybe they inspire dumb people to do dumb things, but I was all wrong. This isn't about, it's basically just like a cautionary tale.
Yeah.
And anyone can become a bad guy. Anybody. Even California and Texas, or everyone else.
Or are they good? I don't know.
Who knows? But
go ahead.
I thought it was pretty good. There's some qualms that we will get to. But I was like very impressed, and I was like very impacted by a lot of it.
Oh my God.
So that was my true experience of the film.
Thank you for sharing. I thought it kind of kicked ass.
Mm-hmm.
Even outside of like the political weirdness that people are complaining about.
Yeah, sure.
Which I actually don't think is that weird, honestly. But even outside of that, I thought just like, well, it was incredibly scary.
Yeah.
Very thrilling.
Mm-hmm.
The sound design was amazing.
Wow. Yeah,
like,
crazy.
Not heat level. We're not talking about heat level, but like all the gunshots, all the explosions were just like brutal.
Brutal.
Every death was like, oh God, oh no.
Yeah, you felt it.
That sucked. Oh fuck, that sucked so bad.
Yeah.
And I think that is what a war movie should do, or at least a war movie that intends to say things about war.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, there's plenty of cool war movies that are just about how war kicks ass, and it's great to blast people who look different than you in the head with a gun.
Even...
And it's cool.
Yeah. If they have the slightest difference of opinion, just blow them away, and that is...
I mean, that's essentially what this movie's about, too.
True, just makes you feel worse. You're like, oh.
Yeah, you're like, oh, wait, maybe that's bad.
Not great.
Maybe it's bad to hang someone from a car wash.
Yeah, I used to know that guy. Yeah, that's
awesome.
Even worse, probably.
So awesome. good flick. Okay.
Yeah, I thought I was very surprised because I was like, oh, what's this gonna be? Some silly whatever. But it was, I was just like, dang. Oof.
It is not silly.
Yeah.
I mean, other than like one or two parts, it is not silly.
Exactly. Yeah.
You just kind of go, oh no.
I thought. Because obviously in a lot of action, blast them up movies, sometimes you do laugh and go like, oh my God, that was crazy.
Yeah.
But this one didn't have that effect on me. I was just mostly like, horrified, which yeah. made it interesting because the dude next to me was the opposite. And I was like, this is kind of intense.
Yeah.
Like, when they like blasted people away for not being from US, he was like, I was like, what the fuck?
Interesting.
Yeah.
I mean,
hey, you got to get your joy wherever you can.
I've done that sort of thing in movies sometimes. Not in this movie.
Yeah, I think there's like an area where it crosses over and I go, oh, yeah, that was just brutal. And especially the, like you said, the sound design, like the impacts were so intense. It was just like, holy goodness.
I mean,
like,
they were startling. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like there were like scene transitions that were accented, exclamation pointed with like an explosion or a gunshot or something. And you just go,
exactly.
Blam!
Whoa! Just makes you fly away.
Just like the whale.
I think they should have handed out those headphones, the like earmuffs that give you at gun ranges.
Oh,
man, it really felt like I was in the range. I've been in a range like a few times in my life, and it is I never get used to this. It's like every time it happens, I'm like, One time I was in there and this guy was using like a, I don't know what, some kind of little machine gun thing.
Yeah.
And I was doing like a pistol. I'd never done a gun before. And I was like, this is terrifying. And the guy's over there, he's like, you want to try this one out? And I was like, I'm okay.
No, I don't want to, sir. Thank you, sir. You're too kind, but I'd rather not.
Yeah. The joy in his heart was apparent, but I don't share that for guns.
I've heard from multiple people that it's incredibly awesome to shoot guns. But I get scared.
It is scary. A shotgun was pretty intense. I did that once.
Oh, my God.
Scary. I was like, I don't want to do that again.
Did you think, wow, this sure would be cool if someone was walking into my house right now in the middle of the night? So I could blast them against the wall.
No, I didn't quite have that thought, but I could see how you would. No.
It makes sense.
It makes it so much sense.
The power.
Oh my God.
The power of the gods.
The power of the gods. It was cool to see a movie that was like, this is bad. I mean, it didn't say like who was bad or wrong or whatever, but like, The act itself was presented as just bad. Like, it was like, this is just not good.
And I think also, I mean, I have seen people complain that it is vague.
Yeah.
One, I don't think it's that vague.
Yeah, it's...
But also, that's kind of the point. Like, it's not like, oh, Republicans sure are bad.
Exactly.
It's kind of like, well, the act of war is bad. The fact that we create these meaningless divisions in order to fight over land or space or government or whatever is bad.
Yeah.
And then what war does to us is even worse because, you know, we think that we're fighting for something, but once people's brains get mucked up in the horrors of war, then, you know, they do weird shit like, you know, blasting a bunch of people and putting them in the back of a truck.
Yeah, crazy.
Dumping them into a big hole.
Insane. Can you, like, that's the real war stuff that freaks me out. Just like the minutia of like, okay, I gotta go dig a hole because we have all these dead bodies. Like,
freaks
me out. It's like, oh, how could you, like, be doing that? Like, oh, just digging this hole and all right, let's just drop them in there. Like, that is wild to me.
I mean, you get brainwashed enough.
I guess so, yeah. That's scary. Oh.
Yeah, I mean.
I don't like
it. And that's why I've been generally annoyed by everyone saying, like, oh, this is so vague.
It's like
what's vague? What? It's about how war is bad.
Yeah, exactly.
I even saw, I was reading, because this movie made me think a whole lot, I was reading a lot of reviews and, like, reading a lot of interviews with Mr. Garland, which were not entirely helpful, but were sort of helpful. And there were a few people who were like, what it ends up being is saying war is hell. And is that enough? I was like, I don't know.
I mean, it should be.
What do you prefer?
Yeah, what do you want it to say?
I wish it would say that Democrats are good, exactly, and Republicans are bad.
I love it. That would be horrible.
Or the Republicans are good and Democrats are bad. That would be a stupid movie.
I just like that, like, it's a movie that's like, divisiveness and all this shit is like, yeah, horrible and is killing us. And then everyone's like, but it needs to be divisive and separate us more. We don't, like, it's like, you know, you missed, yeah, the whole thing. Like,
yeah.
And which maybe is, that helps drive the movie even further. It's like, no, just focus on like how this literally is going to kill us.
Yeah. It's just, sure, crazy.
I don't know. I thought, up till like a certain point, I was like, this movie's awesome. I really love what it's doing.
Yeah.
And it's like cool to see, especially after seeing like Monkey Man last week. That's a totally, yeah, different version of like violence, sure, like hyper fake and like, yeah, like action crazy, which is great. I love that stuff. I think, yeah, it's so much fun. It doesn't have like the real world, like, effed upness that, no, this does at all.
No.
So that was cool to have that, like, just jagged contrast and just be like, oh fuck, this, yeah, is just messed up. Though I did, spoiler alert, root and go yes when Sammy ran over the guy,
oh, yes,
the soldier who was shooting everybody.
He's awful.
Yeah, he was just cruel and evil.
Terrifying. Which, a terrifying man.
I
does that bring you to your beef lamb euro?
I mean, I could tell you the beef lamb euro if you want.
I mean, it seems like we've reached a point where we want to speak about our very favorite part of the movie.
Yeah, we should.
The beef lamb euro.
The beef lamb euro. Which, for people who don't know the lore, I've learned that people don't know why we call it that.
I don't know either.
People have
great
asked,
question,
and it's funny because I wasn't even on the show at first, but I, oh, know, yeah, the lore.
You know,
we used to do this show in an actual food court.
Yeah,
and we would spin a wheel of meals.
Yeah,
and we would eat wherever it was. We'd, yeah, have our little microphones. Everyone would be looking at us. What are they doing? Like, what are they talking about?
The fuck,
we're doing our pre-show, folks, and then we would go see the movie.
Yeah,
and we say gyro or lo mein because those are food court items.
Yeah.
But it's weird because lo mein is delicious, but it
lo mein's great.
Yeah. We're just
maybe
saying,
even better than a gyro.
I agree. What if you got a gyro filled with, okay, the bread is egg roll and the inside is lo mein.
That'd be very crunchy.
Your main or loro. Loro.
Mm.
I'll get the loro, please. Anyway, that's, yeah, a little bit
that's
of
it,
lore.
That's it. Check out. Hey, all you need to do is scroll all the way. Just get on your Spotify or Apple Podcasts and scroll, and get all the way down to the bottom and, you know, look into the past.
That's
our
what
first
you
movie
do.
Was Mission Impossible Fallout, where we nearly
crazy.
Saw a race war.
Yeah, nearly.
Which was pretty cool.
Which I was there. I was present, but not on the pod.
Yes, I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. I get it. This was years ago.
Yeah. Also, the race war was between two different races that were not black.
Yeah.
And one of them was calling the other the N-word.
Which is always fascinating.
Wasn't it? I feel like it was Hispanic guys calling white guys the N-word,
I think,
if I remember
so.
Right.
I'm pretty
which
sure.
Which is pretty cool.
That's a crazy. There's a lot to read into
good
there.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah, no one should be saying that word. And it's a really big misuse of it because,
yeah,
that doesn't fit.
No.
Cracker, maybe.
Yeah. Honky?
Honky? Which I love. Those are so gentle. And when,
yeah,
people are like, well, they get to say that.
Honky?
Is that really? I don't think that has the same weight as you know what. But I digress. Let's get
you
back
do.
To the gyro. So I did love the part when the guy gets run over. But my gyro overall,
yes,
I thought the photography in the movie,
yeah,
was super well done,
yeah,
and like super impactful, and it added so much weight to every, like, it was already heavy, but then it would just like capture this like brutal moment, like when,
yes,
the that like black soldier guys like gets shot,
yeah,
and they like drag him and he's just like bleeding, dying, screaming, reaching out for help. And you're just like, oh, it just like made it so impactful and just like really like made you think about how these, you know, photographers had to run in. They're like snapping these like really intense moments.
Yeah.
It's just interesting. There's so many layers and complications to like, is that okay to do? And yeah, it is good to share these things and good for people to see so they can be, I don't know what the word is, empowered to maybe want to change things.
Do
but
something or can, in, at the very least informed.
Informed, yeah. But then it can also be used to, oh my gosh, what's the word? Like, propagandize things. And absolutely. You're like, oh man. So it just had all these layers and I thought that was so beautiful. And it was like, they clearly got a real photographer to come in and capture, I think. Yes, these,
maybe.
I mean, I guess that's who is filming it, but like.
Maybe Kaylee Spaney did a good job.
Maybe. I can't imagine. I would love to see the real images from the scenes.
Yeah.
Like, if they're just like all fucking just blurry and nothing. But I just thought those were so good. Like this shot where, big spoiler. After Sammy dies and like the shot through the window with like the clouds. I was like, that is like a really haunting and pretty image.
Yeah.
And it was beautiful that Lee deleted it, but
really good.
Yeah.
Shit.
I was like, that was awesome. So just, I thought that was such a good integration of, cause they've done that in lots of movies, but this just had a really, it just really was impactful. I was like, oof.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was cool.
Absolutely. And it, I think we don't learn about much about these people, which is fine.
Yeah.
But like, it gave us sort of a look into their thing.
Absolutely.
You know, you see the pictures and you go, okay, I sort of understand them a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
A little bit. A little bit.
I sort of understand them a little bit.
but yeah, that was my favorite. I thought it was cool. Very, very, very nice.
You want to know what my favorite was?
Yes, please tell me.
You want to know what my beef lamb euro was?
Tell me. Tell
okay,
me.
This is what it was. The Jesse Plemons scene.
Oh, yeah. So good.
That's awful.
Terrifying.
Just brutal. And it's very smartly set up.
Mm-hmm.
The setup is they're being absolutely kooky.
Yep.
they're on a side road. There's two Chinese reporters. Well, if they're from Hong Kong. I don't know if that counts. I don't know. I don't know what
somewhere. Yeah.
They're from in the Asia.
Yeah. In the Asia.
In the big old Asia.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the one guy like goes from one window to another of SUVs
yes.
doing absolutely insane stuff.
Crazy.
And then Jesse, the younger photographer, she goes through and they're being absolutely nuts. And then our main group, Lee and Joel and Sammy, they lose the truck because they're going fast. And then they come around a corner and they see it parked with the doors open.
Yeah.
And we know from the rest of the movie that that's bad.
Yeah, not good.
you don't want to just randomly lose people in this current situation.
No, really don't.
And when they find them, they notice that there's a big dump truck. And it's full of people.
Yeah.
Oh. And there's a feller, played by Jesse Plemons, who has not cool heart-shaped glasses.
Yes.
He's having fun, and he's gently spreading lye or some kind of dust over the dead body so it doesn't smell up the place, which is very kind of him.
Yeah, that's very considerate.
I don't think anyone thinks of that when they watch the scene.
No.
They think, oh, this guy's so bad. Well, think of how bad it would smell. In this nice, it's the countryside. It's beautiful. Think how bad it would smell.
Yeah, that's true.
So is he really that bad?
It's up to interpretation.
Yeah,
that's what
really,
I love about the movie.
It's really vague. Who knows? Is he bad or good?
I don't know.
But he is doing evil shit, and the whole team goes to save little Sammy and the other guy who I don't know his name. Some nice Chinese guy who drives real fast.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Jesse and the the whatever. Other guy. You know, Jesse and the guy.
Jesse and the guy. This Jesse season. And the guy. Fridays on CBS. Jesse and the guy.
Oh, man. Did you see what the guy did? Holy crap. That was so funny.
He slipped in a cake batter. Somebody spilled cake. Well, he spilled the cake batter on the floor, then slipped in it. And then poured more cake batter over his head.
Oh, my God.
And Jesse was like, what have you done?
How does she put up with it?
Yeah. So, bad things. Bad things are happening, which, including a really terrifying questionnaire.
Yes.
Where he says, oh, you're Americans. What kind of American are you?
Ugh.
And they all answer, you know, I think one's from Iowa or some shit, and somebody's from Florida. Thank God the Hispanic guy's from Florida.
Ooh, yeah.
Which is a real close one. And then one guy's, like, from Hong Kong, and he gets fucking blasted.
That is such... Oh, my gosh, it's so sad, because he's like... Well, first off, they've got Jesse and the guy on the ground, and, yeah. And like... This out of nowhere just shoots the one guy, and yes. You're like, oh my gosh, these people yeah. are absolutely, because they're like, we're pressed, like, please yeah. don't harm, and they just like, doesn't give a shit, just kills sure. the dude.
Of course.
And then, yeah, he's like, once he gets to the one guy who's like crying and like freaking out, understandably.
Can you speak English? He's like, yes.
Yeah.
You can or you can't. It's really.
It's brutal.
Awful.
Anytime someone with a gun with their finger on the trigger is right that close to you, it's pretty yeah. bad.
It's really awful.
And if they're asking really insensitive questions, this is a time where you can't be like, well, you know, it's actually not right for you to do that. They'll just kill you.
That's actually really rude.
Yeah.
I mean, I am Chinese, but I speak English really well. I have an accent
yeah.
because I was born in Hong Kong.
What do you want me to do about it?
But I speak English.
I live here.
What do you want to talk about?
But he wasn't interested in that, because as soon as he says Hong Kong, he goes, see, this is what I'm talking about. You're from here. And then he, oh, man.
Blast him.
Brutal. And it's so, again, that sound, it's just like, whoo, it is so fucked. It's,
yeah.
Because you're just like, oh, no. And then he does it, and it's so brutal.
And what I think is really interesting about the scene is that then he... There's no indication that he's going to stop killing them.
Exactly, yeah.
The all indications are this: he's just having fun.
Yep.
He's having a little fun before he kills everyone.
Yep.
He's doing a little bit about whether they're Americans, but he's going to kill everyone.
It does seem like it. It's like,
and whoa. Which is really even more interesting than him just simply being some weird racist.
Yeah.
It's that... Well, he was going to kill them anyway, but he wanted to do this fun bit where he scares them first.
Yeah, terrifying.
It's like, oh man, this guy is evil.
Completely emotionally cut off. Just
but
like, yeah,
even more fun. He seems to be part of the Florida and Texas Alliance.
Yeah,
because he's in fatigues and stuff, and they are ostensibly our heroes. Attacking the fascist government run by Nick Offerman.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like, oh, this is good stuff.
Yeah, it's very interesting. The Western Front, it's like I can never tell who's on the Western Front, which is very fascinating because you know, we would all have American military stuff. Yeah, like it makes sense it's that confusing. Yeah. I did like the delineation where there's like just people in regular clothes with like army gear on. But yeah, it's like, it starts to become, the line gets so blurred, which I think is a part of the movie. It's just like, oh, this
absolutely.
Is, yeah, it's, how do you know? And
yeah. I think it's also, like, part of its attempt to make a broader statement.
Yeah.
Like, when they're in Pennsylvania at a gas station, and there's four or five dudes, and they've got, like, whatever, they've got their ARs, or they got their long guns, and they're just dressed like regular people, and they're not like, hey, what you doing here? Yeah. What the hell? Like, they're not, like, generic rednecks. They're just, hey, what's going on? What are you doing here?
Yeah.
They're like, we need gas. They're like, well, we don't have gas. We can sell you a sandwich for $300 if you want.
Yeah, crazy.
And I think that's really good.
Yeah, I thought that was well done.
Because it's... I think that the idea... I think maybe the problem I have is I don't know what other thing would have worked.
Exactly. Yeah.
If you don't want it to be this sort of like, maybe war is bad, mm-hmm. and maybe it affects even people who are regular people. Hey, I knew that guy. I used to know that guy. But I'm still hanging him up from a car wash. Isn't that weird? I think that's it more powerful than just being like, well, shit, what the hell are you doing in our gas station?
Exactly, yeah.
We are clearly rednecks, so we are Republicans.
I'm very glad it didn't. I think
who the fuck knows? Are these guys... Who the fuck are these guys?
They're just guys, and they got guns.
Also, people are like, why are Texas and California together? It's like, well, they're... I mean, California's got, like, 3 really big liberal cities, and then the rest is a fucking wilderness.
Yeah, who knows?
That's why.
Exactly, yeah.
Who knows?
And they have the most people combined, so they're like, let's combine and stop these people. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not that crazy of a I think, especially once you obliterate the sides, like, the political sides, like this movie does, it's like, okay, But it's like, what is it? Was it going to be Kansas and Ohio? Like, it's like,
who knows?
These big things.
And also, another thing I like about it is that the idea is that the president has, like, ordered strikes against his own country.
Yeah.
Like, he's blown up parts of his own country with missiles and shit.
Crazy.
So that changes people quite a bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean... Even if Texas is, like, super-duper hardcore Republican, maybe their governor gets killed. Or, we don't know what the fuck happened.
Who knows?
Okay. Yeah. I just like it. That's all I'm trying to say.
I thought they did... I was wondering, but then it didn't matter. I was like, that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, it doesn't... It's not important.
Exactly,
This is about any conflict.
Which is good. It's good because then anyone can watch it and be like, oh, whoa. Like, or you would hope they would watch it and be like, oh, yeah, I am both the Jesse Plemons character and Kirsten Dunst character. Like, I am both of these things at the same time.
Yeah.
And, like, circumstance just turns us into that. Like, that's like, but everyone's like, but aren't they Republican or Democrat?
Yeah.
It's like, no, stop.
I think that's maybe the problem I have with it is I don't understand what the other option would be.
Yeah.
You know, it's fine that you want more specificity.
Yeah.
Maybe you want more clarity, but I don't know what that movie would look like.
No, and it doesn't fit the character. Like, the characters need to be also confused. Like, the whole thing is confusing and hurtful and awful. Like, it's supposed to be that way. And
they're
like
sneaking around.
Exactly, yeah.
They're trying to not get killed. Anyone they meet could either be their friend or their enemy.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know. I don't know. I liked a lot of the times when, like, the big scene where they go to the Winter Wonderland and there's, like, the sniper, like, blasting everybody. It was crazy. That was so scary and just, like,
so
intense
because
you can't see who's attacking you. And then there's, like, these two soldiers who are, like, in camo with, like, oddly, like, rainbow hair. Which I was like, is that, like, flowers or something? Like, is that, I don't know what that's supposed to be. But I liked that scene because, like, so Kirsten Dunst, her character Lee, she's, like, this big war photographer. Yeah. She's done it all these years, like, kind of, like, numb to it, like just getting the shots and
or
stuff.
Or thinks she's numb to it.
Yeah, exactly.
Until she closes her eyes.
Yeah, until she's like, oh, wait a minute.
Until she blinks and she remembers.
She's like, I'm a human.
Fire.
Yeah, exactly. Which is brutal. Holy God. That scene, that visual is, you can say whatever you want about the movie, but that is one of the like most striking, just like horrific visuals I've seen in a while. I was like, oh my God.
Guy with a tire around his waist, just being set on fire.
Jeez Louise. Oh my goodness. Like, how can you be seeing that and be like, but is he Republican or Democrat? Like, who gives a shit? It doesn't matter at that point. Like, it's a human.
absolutely.
Anyway, that's so crazy to me. But
may I briefly...
Please.
I think that also the interesting thing about that is if you just simply go from that general idea that, like, anybody can be bad, it sounds almost like a both sides argument. Like,
yeah.
Oh, well, there's bad Republicans and there's that bad Democrats, which is true.
Yeah.
But also, I think the argument is more specifically like the act of war, the when we choose violence, we cease to become either of those things.
Yeah.
We no longer are those things. We're just, our brains turn into different things and we're animals.
Yeah, exactly.
We're just like,
exactly.
He's shooting at us. Well, we gotta shoot at him. Is the whole thing.
Exactly. Well, yeah. And they do that very well with, like, yes. when their photographers are following, again, the people in regular clothes with the army gear.
Yeah.
They, like, win, and they drag these soldier dudes out with bags over their heads, and then some dude just, like, laughing while he's, like, blasting them with a machine gun. You're just like, yeah, he's just completely checked out, and it's just, like, destroying these things that aren't. That are against the, like, I thought that was so, and it was so well done to be like, yeah, these are the people that are helping us, but they're also just like, and then like the Joel, the like press, the interviewer guy, he's like laughing and chucking and hucking it up. I don't know what that word is.
Yucking. He's yucking it up?
yucking it up.
And then when there's the shootings, he's like, oh!
Yeah, exactly. It's like,
because he's got weird journalist brain where he's like, well, I better turn this off for a while. I'm going to have a goofy time. And then, you know, there's a brief moment of, oh, yes, I forgot I'm in a war zone.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Being murdered.
The idea of, like, the cameraman can never be hurt almost, like, that is, like, very present. And it's like, no, you almost just got blown up. Like, the first, I like that the movie sets the tone really early. Lee pulls Jesse out of a thing because she gets, like, punched in the face.
Yes.
And then this woman with a flag runs in and just blows everybody up. And it's like, they would have all just been dead. And, like, it's, like, crazy to think.
Yeah.
And I really liked. I thought that was well done. I don't know.
Mampy.
Uh-huh.
I want you to go back to the sniper part. I got you all the way.
I forgot about this.
Because I love that part, too.
I thought that whole scene was great.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the Joel guy's still trying to, like, get the scoop. And the soldier
Who's
guy's
over there?
Like, a guy with a gun is trying to shoot.
Can I have a comment? Who's over there?
Yeah. And he's like,
we can't see him.
Yeah. We're just, someone's trying to kill us. And then he asks the girl, and she's like, yeah, like a guy with a gun. And she's like,
I don't know. There's a guy with a gun.
Yeah, he does use the R word, which, I mean, I think at this point, I think we'd be past political correctness. So I don't fault.
Sure. I agree with that.
Yeah, but I do also love, this would probably be me in this situation, just dissociating, but Lee just sitting there, like, looking at flowers, just like, oh, the world's beautiful.
Yeah.
Outside of all of this.
I mean, I like it that. Is quite nice other than war and stuff.
It is. It really is.
You know, you have a nice, like, if you go to a store right now and buy crackers and cheese, what a great day you're going to have.
What a great day. Sit in the park.
Yeah.
Throw some crackers to the birds.
Yeah.
You got to feed the birds. I mean, come on.
It's nice to feed the birds.
They love it.
I would recommend, for the bird-feeding fans, get yourself some sunflower seeds.
Ugh.
The birds love the sunflower seeds.
Yes.
They don't have to do like... They just go... And they love it.
They have really cool teeth in there, so...
Do they?
Yeah, they're scary. If you get a close look, they're like these jagged... It's kind of scary. You don't think like about this? It. It's like... Yeah, oh. They like come in from the sides and they're like,
well, that's great.
Very, very good.
You know what else I liked about this
what'd
movie?
Like? What'd you?
I liked some of the needle drops.
Yeah, gotcha.
One, actually, two that I loved.
Mm.
They played two needle drops. One. Right near the beginning and one at the end from Suicide, the New York band.
Oh, dang.
And I have always thought their music is kind of terrifying. so I thought it worked really well. Like, they have these, like, really repetitive, old-timey drum machines. And it's like...
Yeah.
And I've always thought that, like, from the first time I listened to that music, I was like, this is fucking unsettling music. So I thought it was perfect for the movie.
Yeah, it was.
And that's it.
And they also crank it. It's just like,
oh, yeah.
Booming. Did you see it in IMAX?
Yeah.
I bet that was wild.
Holy fuck, it was insane.
There was a part where the bass was shaking me in, like, a regular theater. I was like, yeah. I bet that was, oh, like, just intense. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah.
I was actually sitting in the theater with my AR.
Uh-huh.
Oh. And just anytime I saw, these are blanks, obviously. Yeah. No one was harmed. Okay. But anytime I saw someone get shot, I just blasted off a few.
Yeah, just to feel like you were there.
Yeah.
You were part of it.
Yeah.
Man.
I'm in the Civil War.
I really hope, I mean, I'm sure maybe someone could, but I can't imagine watching this and being like, hell yeah. That'd be so horrific.
I mean, I think there is like a distant part of me that was hell yeah in the like, in the way that you watch something like The Strangers or some kind of survival horror where it's like, this kicks ass, but in a horrible way.
Exactly. Like, this is
like
intense.
The way it's put together is kicks ass. Mm-hmm. Like, the tension of the scene, the ramping up of the tension.
Yeah.
And the way tension is released in, like, really ways that make you feel sort of worse.
Sure, sure.
Like, the fact that they start playing a De La Soul song at the end of, like, the Hawaiian shirt guys
Wild.
Fight. And then they're shooting people who have bags over their heads and, like, that sort of thing where you're like, oh, I feel worse now.
Exactly. Yeah, it just makes you question a lot of stuff and you're like, oh, I feel weird. I feel weird.
Now, I've said this before in the show, but I think war is bad.
I don't like it. I gotta be honest.
That's just my opinion.
I wish we had a world where it was a fictional thing.
Yeah.
That we still made art and things about, but everyone was like on board, like, yeah, that's bad. I'm so glad we don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, so glad that's gone. Nobody's trying to make anything bad happen.
No.
That would be so nice. Because it's great in art. Like, it's a great device. Yeah. It does things, but...
Sure.
But as they say, in the hit series Fallout, both the game and the show, war never changes, baby. It never changes. It's always the same old fucking thing every time.
It's the same old fucking thing every time.
And I think... I mean, this would have had an impact no matter what, but especially with everything going on right now, it just, like, was so just like, oh, God.
Yeah.
It just makes you just really, like, maybe, I mean, it would be probably bad if it took a movie to make people get incentivized, but, I mean, you never know.
I mean, things like this are definitely what made me, or what shaped me as a, you know, as a teen.
Sure, sure.
You know, watching shit like Clockwork Orange and and be like, oh, violence is awful.
Not it. It really is not.
I mean, it's awesome, but it's awesome in movies, but it's awful.
In real, like, if any of this was happening to a real person.
Yeah, it sure would be terrible, wouldn't it?
Brutal, yeah.
Maybe there's some nice little teens out there who are like, oh, isn't war cool? And then they'll watch this movie and they'll go, wow, man, I may have been mistaken.
Yeah, exactly.
I not have been right about
on
that.
On second thought, I don't like it.
We can say nice things about this movie all day long.
Yeah.
But not now.
Not anymore, baby.
Because it's time to drop the low main.
Where it's about to be a civil war up in here.
Yeah.
We're about to fight.
Okay, you know what sucks about this movie?
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
You tell me.
The one thing that I thought sucked. There's a moment after Sammy, who is maybe our most lovable character and we haven't talked about at all yet.
Yeah.
Played by Stephen McKinley Henderson, he's like the old grizzled veteran, but who's actually got the lightest touch.
Yeah.
He's like the one who has some sweetness to him. He's the one who has some brains.
Mm-hmm.
He's like the only one who's like, hey, let's not do that.
Yeah,
this is a bad.
Bad idea.
And he keeps saying that even though he's still doing it.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, man, we are doing a dumb thing and we need to stop doing
exactly.
a dumb thing. And every time everybody else is like, we're going to do this.
We're just going to do the dumb thing. Why not?
But he, of course, gets spoiler alert. I mean, we've already said spoiler alert. He gets shot and killed, yeah. And he's dying. And they're driving through a fiery forest.
Yes, they are.
Which, if it was pulled off correctly, would be great.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
But I just thought it looked like shit.
It was just weird.
I just thought it looked bad.
And it didn't really make much sense. Like, it was like, wait, so why is this happening? And if it was this, if it was like raging like this, that was probably recently. And how are you driving through? It just felt very, like, I didn't, it was just there to be like this passage. Like, I get why they did it, but yeah, it just felt kind of forced and weird.
And if, it did make me wonder, like, do people not just composite fire in anymore?
Yeah.
Because, or something, because earlier on, the when they light the guy with the tire on fire,
that was
the
wild.
Fire looks great.
Yeah, that was composite. Yeah, that was very...
Or something. I don't know what they did to make it look good, but they just took more time. Or,
like,
who knows?
They, like, did it to a prosthetic and, like, blended it or something. Like, it looked crazy.
It looked awesome.
Very intense.
But this fire just looked stupid.
Yeah, there was, it was like, huh.
It was just like, oh, well, there's a whole bunch of CG fire.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of CG sparks.
Yeah.
Who cares?
It just was a bit over the top for me.
Especially since everything else, I mean, maybe not everything else, but like...
Most, yeah.
They go to great lengths to make things feel right, or right enough.
Absolutely.
And that one is just like, well, that doesn't look anything like a fire.
Yeah, this looks weird.
Doesn't look anything at all like a fire. And there's just a million sparks. And also, like, because I've seen that kind of footage, like phone footage of that kind of thing, and it looks fucking crazy and awesome and terrifying. And, like, they were driving through that, and it was like, well, this isn't scary or cool.
Yeah.
And it disappointed me.
It loses its oomph, especially for a big moment like that, where a character's, like, passing.
Like, the one character we actually like?
Yeah, the one character who knew not to go into the danger, who warned them about the danger, saved them from the danger, gets killed because he saved them from the danger, and then you're like, and here's some fake fire.
Yeah.
It just kind of feels a little off.
I mean, I truly understand the idea.
Sure, absolutely.
If they had pulled it off, it would have been fucking beautiful.
You know what? It's like, what is that movie, 19-something, it's the war movie?
1917.
1917, like, with the cool lighting effects, where they're, like, looking for him in the dark. Like, maybe something like that could have been more interesting, a little more subtle, like, not so, it was just so over the top. I was like, I don't know about this.
Yeah.
But I get what they're, and then, like, him, like, reaching for the, it was just like, this just is weird. Like, yeah, he was like a baby. I was like, what?
Yeah. These sparks are beautiful.
I did also crack up, and I get why that is, but like, he almost never gets out of the car, like, the whole movie, which I thought was so funny. Like, he's just always in the car. I was like, the three others get out and go do shit all the time, and he's just, sitting there. Like, that's so fucked.
I mean,
I get it. Yeah, I mean, he probably didn't want to get.
I feel that way now, and I'm not nearly as old or big as him.
Yeah, exactly.
I always want to sit in the car. People are like, hey, you want to go for a hike? I'm like, just tell me what it's...
Yeah.
I'm going to just leave the windows open for me. I'm going to take a little nap.
You want to go on a walk? You want to go on a walk? Everything about this feels like death.
Hey, you want to go feed the ducks? Did you hear me before I said everything about this feels like ass?
Yeah. Are you on quack? Because of the ducks. It's a little callback to the ducks. But
that's what he says.
Yeah.
The funniest part of the movie, for sure.
We need to start doing the funniest part. Our saltine quackas. We quacked up.
That really quacked me up.
I agree. That part didn't quite do it for me. I have a more severe low main, I think.
Oh.
Which is tough because it's kind of a big part of the movie.
Uh-oh.
So, for me, my low main, because I was on board with the movie. I was like, okay, this is good. We're getting there. Like, this makes sense. I just thought that Lee, Kirsten Dunst's character.
Yeah.
She has this shift after Sammy dies.
Yes.
That is just so intensely drastic that it feels like we missed a scene or something in between.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, because it just like, because the whole movie, she's just like, oh, yeah, I'm numb. I'm catching things. And then, of course, if your good friend you've known for a long time dies in a brutal way, that will affect you. But, like, there just wasn't, like, the bridge of, like, to me, at least. Because they do have the scene where Lee and Jesse are talking and, like, Jesse's like, I feel so alive, but also, like, whatever.
Yeah.
But I think maybe if Lee had had a bit more, like, breakdown-y progression, because she's just suddenly, like, incapable of taking pictures. She's just, like, broken. Yeah. And you're like, okay, I get it, but also, like, it just feels so jagged.
Yeah. I agree with that.
And I don't know. It took me out of it. And I was like, wait, I needed a little bit more to understand why her character, like, something. I don't know. So it just, that just didn't quite work for me. I was like, oh, wait. And I get why they did it, obviously.
Sure.
For the movie. But, like, it just was a little too abrupt.
I thought that it, for me, it mostly worked because it was like a sort of a straw that broke the camel's back kind of thing, where it's like that last thing. The thing that kind of didn't exactly work for me is when she like turned it back off.
Yeah.
Like when confusing. She like went back into a pro mode and I don't know. I understand why that had to happen also.
Yeah.
Because they have to get her into the house because she has to, spoiler alert, die. You know, I understand, like, the machinations of them having to get, plot-wise, her into the house because, you know, she has to be part of it and all that. But, like, maybe the on-off-on switch didn't quite make sense to me.
It was a little odd, because if she went back into pro mode, why would she then throw herself and get killed? Like, it just doesn't really quite work. And
yeah, because Lee... The Lee that we know up until then might have pushed Jesse out of the way, but she wouldn't have gotten in the way.
No.
But maybe this is the new Lee that has... She's seen her ups and downs, and she has seen her friend die, and she doesn't want to watch somebody else die. And also, she has some... She has less respect for her own life now.
Yeah, it does seem...
I mean, possibly.
I mean, she just stood there. Like, it felt a little... That, to me, also was like... I just don't buy that she would do that. Like, it just didn't quite work. I get for the movie and, like, getting Jesse to take the picture and, like, become this other thing, but it just, like, didn't make any sense. Like, she pushes out of the way and she stands there and just like, all right, shoot me, and then gets shot. And you're like, maybe if she did want to die, I guess, but, like, it just didn't seem very apparent. It was just like... And I almost would have preferred if Jesse had been killed. Like, it would have almost been more poetic. Like,
sure.
Well, this is what you wanted.
Yeah, this is what the job is.
Yeah, almost if, like, Lee would have, like, told them, like, okay, he's definitely in the house, but, like, still been breaking down and not, just, like, given up.
Yeah.
And they, like, oh, I gotta go get it. And then that happened. Maybe it would have been more interesting. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It just didn't quite work. And,
I
like,
agree.
Jesse became a full sociopath. I was just like, whoa, like, this is just weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. Even though it mirrors Lee saying, yeah, if you died, I would take the picture probably.
Sure.
Or she says,
absolutely.
What do you think? Yeah. Which was, who knows, probably not. I mean, she did take a picture of Sammy, but she deleted it. She was like, this is just wrong.
In general, I thought, even though I quite enjoyed the movie a whole lot, The storming the White House was awesome.
Yeah, it was very well done.
All of that stuff was very exciting. Like, the actual inside stuff was very exciting. I just thought, like, the plot points there were not as strong.
Didn't quite work for
just,
me.
Just, like, I didn't mind her breakdown that much because it sort of showed their, like, shifting, I don't know.
Sure.
Shifting the way they are.
Yeah.
You know, they're shifting feelings,
yes.
I guess. But just all the fact that she also died and then now once that happened, I enjoyed the fact that, like, no one cared.
Yeah, literally no one gave a shit.
They didn't give a shit. They just, like, went in and they got the picture. And I liked, even though it was, of course, was the most on the nose that the movie gets.
Yeah.
When he's like, wait, I need a quote.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, please don't let him kill me. He's like, that'll do.
Yeah, it's like, geez.
I liked that part.
It was,
even though it is incredibly on the nose.
I think all of it, like, kind of, it just all went into poetics, like, yes, rather than, like, what was, like, literally happened. I mean, maybe it also literally happened, but, like, it felt more about, like, this is just a poetry of it, like...
Yes. This, one man dies, another man lives. Yeah,
exactly.
You will fulfill my destiny.
Yeah.
You will take the picture. This is the whole reason we came here.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I... Like, outside of the weirdness of that, I enjoyed the fact that their entire trip was to watch a man shot.
Which is crazy, yeah.
Like, that was, oh, we gotta go behind the lines, and we gotta...
see someone die.
We gotta sneak around and risk our lives so we could see a man killed.
Which is crazy. Crazy.
It's cool.
It's wild.
And then they played more Suicide. They played Dream Baby Dream and showed the smiling photos.
Yeah, that was... The, like, part, the, like, breakdown of the bureaucracy where, like, that press lady comes out and she's like, look, we're willing to negotiate. And then they just, like, shoot her. You're just like, jeez.
Yeah.
Like, just so wild, man.
I mean, this is what happens when you fuck with America, baby.
It's true. We fuck back.
We fuck back.
Every time.
The Constitution matters. You don't get 3 terms. You get 2 terms, motherfucker.
That's right, baby.
And after that, you're out.
Yeah.
And if you fuck with us... Texas, Florida, and California are going to battle together, and they're going to fucking blast you.
We're going to blast you.
You got that, Trump.
I want to see the movie that's every or state Biden. Every state versus Florida. I think that would be cool.
Yeah, that's all of our dreams.
Yeah. Well, I do like Florida, though. I like to visit. It's a nice place to go to. Yeah.
They're weird. I want to go to the Salvador Dali Museum. Ooh.
Yes.
But they are incredibly transphobic there.
Yeah.
And so, Casper, who I've been dating.
Yeah, yeah.
We're just like, well, is it going to be fucking weird?
Yeah.
Are we going to be abducted? Kind of weird.
Yeah, exactly.
What's going to happen if we go there?
I know. I mean, me just walking around, I'm in fucking New York. I'm like, are people going to kill me for wearing yellow glasses? I mean, in the South, it seemed more that way. Especially I start going down to, like, Alabama or something. Sure. I'm like, let's change back to the black shades.
Yes. Me, I'm just a regular black guy. I never smile.
Nope. Never have a good time, even once.
And they're like, oh, good. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. That's all we want is for you not to have a good time.
That's all we want.
We don't
want
to kill you. we just want you to have a bad time.
Repress everything you feel. Don't be yourself. And because you being yourself really is affecting us repressing being ourselves. So, you know.
Thank you. Thank you.
So fucking
Thank
stupid.
You for saying that, Michael.
But I want to go to Islands of Adventure, the theme park, for my birthday. So
you
everybody...
should. Okay.
Just be pulling that I can do that.
I'll see you there.
Yeah, you should. Come on down. Everyone's invited.
I don't know what Islands of Adventure is, but...
It's great. It's got all the roller coasters, all the rides. It's a blast.
Well, keep me posted.
It's a great time.
but we can't only talk about Islands of Adventure.
No, we can talk about one more bad thing.
Oh, okay.
I gotta say it. I just gotta say it.
I gotta say it.
I didn't like Ron Swanson... As the president. I thought that was a really bad choice.
I'll be honest. I haven't watched the show that people like him from, so I have never liked him once.
That's good.
Every time I've seen him, I've been like, is this the thing that people like?
Yeah.
Like, he's fine.
I don't know. That was just a weird tone to start it off with.
Yeah.
Like, I was just like, oh, what is this movie going to be?
Yeah.
And then it got really good, and I was like, okay. Yeah. But then when he came back, I was like, he just takes me out of it completely. Like,
it's weird.
I think it should have just been a regular president looking guy. Like, would have been fine. But and unless they're saying some like weird Trump thing, like, oh, the celebrity's the president. Like, I don't know.
I think they maybe kind of, but not, you know, I don't know.
But we give him white hair like Biden. So it's like a Trump-Biden mix.
Yeah. I mean, sort of.
Trident.
You never know what Biden's going to do.
Bumping. Bump.
Probably nothing. He loves to do nothing.
He loves, yeah.
That's his favorite thing.
He likes ice cream, though. Really likes it.
I bond with him on that.
Yeah.
But we can't only talk about ice cream.
No.
We've got to talk about the other movies that we watched this week, which brings us to a segment called Panda Express Presents Express Yourself About the Movies You Watched This Week. Play that music, please.
Ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding,
ding. It's time for the Panda Express, because we got some things to express about the things we watched this week. I thought it'd be fun to try a new version.
I liked it. I did. I was mystified by it.
Thank
but I loved
you.
It.
Thank you.
What did you watch anything this week?
I watched 1.5 movies.
Okay.
Well, maybe 1.25. I can't really tell. Okay. A lot left of it.
Okay.
I watched one of my favorite movies, Stranger Than Fiction. Classic.
Oh, yeah.
Love it so much. It has a sweet place in my heart.
Will.
Loved it. I got some seltzer. I got some Sweet Tarts Rope. I got some popcorn, and I had a whole night.
Sweet Tarts Rope is so good.
One of the best surprise candies of my life. Like, I was like, what the hell is this? And then yeah. I was like, what the hell is this? I ate them all. I ate them too fast. They're gone within 5 minutes. Honestly, I could probably not separate any of them and just put the whole thing in my mouth and go.
Ooh. Play it like a pan flute, yeah. And then.
I love it. Reverse throw up the candy. Yeah. But I liked it a lot. And the other one I tried to watch. Because it was on Apple TV. Which I got a notification to cancel because I had put in cancel before they charged me again.
You should cancel it.
Argyle, which.
Oh.
Yeah, didn't hold me. I really tried. I was like, this
you don't
is
have
just
to try that
good.
Hard. I've watched the whole thing.
I didn't
like
it.
It's like, it's just a mess.
I just don't buy the general conceit. Like, an author can figure out the clues. I was like, what? This just doesn't work. I don't
know. Well, do you know the...
Oh, is there a twist?
The twist?
Is it the mom all along?
It may be even worse than that.
Oh, God, no.
Spoiler alert.
Please.
Are you ever going to watch the end of this?
No, I'll never finish it.
Ron Howard's daughter
is
Agent Argyle. But she's been brainwashed to not remember.
Are you serious?
I'm totally serious. And her mom is, she's one of the bad guys. And her dad...
Mm-hmm.
The guy who plays her dad in when they need to have someone to play her dad is Breaking Bad man.
Wow, are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's pretty stupid.
Dumb. So pretty she's Henry Cavill.
Yes.
But not him. She's her. But
yeah, she's
him.
She's her. Her. I think it's even worse because like her first initial is R and her last name is Kyle. K-Y-L-E.
Oh my God. Like the idea that they would brainwash her and then make it that simple is so stupid.
That's pretty rough.
R. Kyle.
Yeah.
That's so stupid.
You know what I watched?
No, what'd you watch?
I saw Hundreds of Beavers again.
Hell
it's
yeah.
It's fucking awesome.
I'm excited to go see it.
You gotta.
I just realized I have a ticket for when my friend's gonna be here. Uh
oh.
But he's just gonna have to come with me.
Yes, he will have to come with you. It's. Just the best.
Yeah, I love it.
It brought me so much joy.
That's amazing.
Friends, Romans,
countrymen,
watchers, let us know what you want us to watch next. I don't know what's coming out next week. Tweet at us at FoodCourtCast. Write us a review over on your Spotify's or your Apple Podcast or whatever podcast app you use. Give us 5 stars. Retweet. Regram. Reels.
Do it all.
Dingle dang.
Subscribe.
Respond. Hit like. Hit
comment.
Smash.
Share.
Smash.
Smash.
Smash things. On behalf of Mampy Hikes, I'm Sean Parrott saying to you, Bon appetit.
Bye.